Hi, I'm Mary Harrell for Mater Dei Radio. Ask Catholics about the crisis in the church today, and you'll often get one of two responses. Either the end is upon us, or everything's fine, the Holy Spirit is in charge. But neither of those attitudes makes sense from the perspective of history, says author Steve Weidenkopf in his new book, Light from Darkness. Nine times the Catholic Church was in turmoil and came out stronger than before. Steve goes through nine examples that show how the church has come through quite a few tough spots, just as tumultuous as our own. Steve is a lecturer in church history at the Christendom College Graduate School of Theology in Virginia. He served as the director of the Office of Marriage and Family Life for the Archdiocese of Denver and has served as an advisor to Archbishop Chaput. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me on today, Mary.
Steve, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that the last 18 months of insanity here in our own country were maybe what inspired you to write this book. I don't know. Prove me wrong. You tell me, what motivated you to write Light from Darkness?
Yeah, great question. Partially, sure, what's going on in the church now and even in the world, but even more so, really, what the genesis of the book came from just my teaching, as well as going around to parishes and giving talks and at conferences and things. And, you know, invariably, I would always get asked the question, you know, have things ever been as bad in the church as they are now, right? Or is there another time in church history that's as bad as ours, you know, put another way? And that always kind of struck me because, as, you know, a teacher in church history and someone who's well versed in it, my immediate reaction was, well, no, I mean, things have been really bad before in church history. And it dawned on me that maybe Catholics really didn't have a good sense of some of the dark times in the church's past. But even more than that, what really motivated me to write the book was not just to illustrate those previous dark times, but as I began to research them and look at them in more detail, what I found was that God really does bring light from darkness. He brings good from evil. And every time there was a crisis or a dark time in church history, what happened afterwards as a result of that dark time was a time of renewal, restoration, and a return of the church to a more vigorous state. And that's what I wanted to present in this book, to kind of lessen people's anxiety and to bring about a bit more hope through a understanding of our history and from that historical perspective.
Yeah, and Steve, tell us about kind of that number nine. Did you think of, I mean, maybe there's like two or three examples in your head you were thinking of when people would say, oh, has it ever been this bad before? And then you started researching, you're like, no, there's nine. Or were there, you know, 30 examples of this and you had to tailor it down to the nine worst?
Sure. Yeah. No, I did. I kind of tried to hit the major events, right? The major times of great crisis in the church. I mean, you know, obviously the church is both a human and divine institution. And so the human element within the church, right, has times of crisis throughout its history, right? There's always going to be that because, we're creatures of, you know, we're fallen yet redeemed creatures, right? I mean, everyone, our brothers and sisters who have come before us in faith, they had the free will to choose virtue, to choose vice, just as we do. And so there's that, you always have that continual, right, tension and individual communal crisis in the church just because of sin, right? Although we're redeemed and we can live in that state of sanctifying grace through the sacraments and whatnot. But, you know, there's always going to be that tumultuous time. So what I wanted to do here is kind of focus more on just the times when, no kidding, there was really serious crisis in the church. And that's how I kind of came up with those nine.
Steve, tell me a little about the saints in the book, because you don't have a great crisis in the church without having some saints come about because of that, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's one of the beautiful things about studying church history is again, that's what it is, really. It's the studying of the actions of the men and women who have come before us. And, you know, we can see throughout church history, the 2,000 years of our church, so many great and beautiful saints that have come about. And in those times of light, in those times of renewal and restoration and reform that I mentioned in the book, you're right. I mean, some of the main actors are great saints, or even just not necessarily people who have been canonized, but just even, you know, Catholics, whether they're secular rulers or laity or just, you know, your average clergy, if you will, who stepped up and who recognized the church needed to be reformed and then began that reformation, if you will, and began those various times of reform and renewal. And I highlight in the book, in my last chapter, actually, it's kind of a historical case study of two individuals, both Dominicans, living at times of great crises in the church, each in their own day and age. And they approach those crises from a different perspective. One of them is Savant Savonarola, this Dominican friar in Florence, who kind of took his approach to how to handle that crisis in a negative way and in a bad way. But then the other saint, or the saints I highlight in that chapter, is St. Catherine of Siena, someone who lived in a very tumultuous time in church history, and yet who addressed that crisis head on, but always did it from a perspective of faith, and ultimately rooted her life and her response in her love and hope in Jesus.
Those Dominicans, they are head-on people. I always like a good Dominican. I'm speaking with author Steve Weidenkopf about his new book out by Catholic Answers Press called Light from Darkness. 9 times the Catholic Church was in turmoil and came out stronger than before. Steve, are you a historian by trade, or are you just a guy who likes to look at the sunny side of the street and then write books from that perspective?
No, actually, I do teach church history at the Graduate School of Christendom College. So that's one of my jobs, and something that I greatly enjoy doing.
That's fantastic. We need people in church history who are willing to talk about this from a truthful perspective, because a lot of things can get twisted, you know, when people talk about history from a critical perspective. Steve, your 9 stories in the book, which one would you say specifically maybe is the most dramatic, or the one that showed the most resilience of both the church and her members?
Wow, that's a great question. There's so many. I would say, you know, each of them kind of illustrates the great resiliency of the church. And I think that in some of the examples I provide, right, some Catholics may not be as familiar with them as they are with others. So perhaps the one that most people are familiar with, or at least have some familiarity, but maybe not know all the details about it, and maybe haven't had that event presented to them in a more authentic Catholic way, is the time period of the Renaissance papacy and the Protestant, what I call the Protestant revolt, Protestant revolution, sometimes referred to as the Protestant Reformation, right, which led to the great Catholic Reformation. I mean, people, I think, have all heard those terms before, but they don't know the exact, story as it unfolded, and things that were going on in the church during the time were not good, right? And there was some corruption, but it was even more than that. It was some events that preceded the Protestant revolt back in the 14th century, with the papacy being in Avignon, and then when the popes returned to Rome, there's the Great Western Schism, where you have multiple men claiming to be pope, and I talk about that in another chapter. Yeah. But how all that really factors into what, you know, Luther's revolt and Calvin, but then that horrible time when people are leaving the church, there's great fracturing, then the Holy Spirit, as we see, really raises up just some tremendous saints who bring about that great Catholic Reformation.
So edifying to hear about, read about, remember. Steve, maybe the most overused word in our cultural lexicon today is unprecedented. I just cringe when I hear it anymore. But truly, what do you say to people who look at the world and say, yeah, this is actually unprecedented and we've never faced these issues before? What do you say to that?
Yeah, I say that. Well, I really address that. I mean, I'm glad you asked that question, because I really address that in the introduction to the book. And in the introduction to the book, I go through what kind of the state of modernity and even more the modern mindset, right? Where we really are rooted in this, what I call, and I refer to in the book, as the tyranny of the present. Where we are so much focused on the present world and our life with our social media and everything that's accessible to us at a moment's notice. 30 seconds, we are kind of driven to focus only on our current day and age, and we get so wrapped up in it that we throw terms around, like you mentioned, unprecedented, and things are, you know, never has been as bad, or this or that, and what I hope to do in the book and through the introduction and all those examples is to give people, especially Catholics, right, a greater understanding of history and to develop a historical perspective, to see that although we might be going through difficult times and crises, that they're not, as you mentioned, right, unprecedented, that there have been previous times that are bad, but even more than that, right, that bad times can produce good times, and God will bring good from evil, and that we need to have a longer view and not get so wrapped up in the anxiety producing aspect of our modern society with this focus on the tyranny of the present, but rather just to be calm, root ourselves in Christ, in the church, in the sacraments, and live our daily lives as authentically as we can in imitation of Christ and the universal call to holiness we've all been given.
Amen to that. Be not afraid. Again, the book is Light from Darkness. 9 times the Catholic Church was in turmoil and came out stronger than before. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online at the store at Catholic Answers, and that link is shop.catholic.com. And Steve, you are not a one-trick pony. You've got many other tricks. Tell our listeners where they can go online to find more about you and your other projects.
Yeah, absolutely. I've written several books for Catholic Answers, so you can find them on the same link that you just mentioned. I also have my own website. It's just my name, Steve Weidenkopf, all one word, .com. And I have my other books that are featured on that website, as well as some articles and blog posts and things that I write sometimes for Catholic Answers and other places. So
fantastic. Love our friends at Catholic Answers. Steve, congratulations on this great, much needed, very timely project. And thanks so much for joining us today.
Great. Thanks again, Mary. Thanks for having me on the show. God bless.